This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At a cool $85 million, the new movie The Hobbit now has the box office record for December opening weekends. The fantasy adventure is in what's called wide release. That's more than 4,000 screens out there. Thing about this movie, though, is that before you even get to the theater, you have to decide how you want to see it. Shireen Marisol Meraji did some calling around.
Thank you for calling the Burbank AMC 16. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question about The Hobbit. How many different ways are you guys showing it?
You have the IMAX 3D, which is in the high frame rate, regular 2D, ETX 3D, which is not high frame rate, but it is mastered for Dolby Atmos, and then you have regular 3D.
Did you follow that? I think he mentioned four different ways, and that's not even all the options available.
It's kind of like going to the grocery store and you want to go get cereal. There's 100 different cereals to choose from.
Brian Yudovich is a movie producer here in L.A. for Rough and Tumble Films.
The studio is trying to give you whatever options you want.
He says in cases like The Hobbit, a movie that people are going to watch no matter what, it makes smart business sense to offer a range of viewing experiences at different price points. Which takes me back to my phone call with the Burbank AMC 16.
The IMAX 3D is going to cost the most. The ETX will be a dollar or two less than that. Regular 3D will be just underneath that, and then regular 2D will be the base price.
Across the country in New York, Rezwana Zafar is waiting at a theater in Times Square to see The Hobbit in old-fashioned 2D.
I'm not really a big fan of 3D, and I'm a little skeptical about the new technology that's out. I heard a lot of reviews about it being too realistic, and you can see the set.
Zafar says she doesn't want to pay more money for that kind of realism. But L.A.-based film producer Brian Yudovich says it's not just about money, it's about advancing the art form.
They're trying something, and maybe it'll catch and maybe it won't. But this has always happened in any art form. And if you look at cinema, it went from being a silent to a talkie. It went from being black and white to color.
And that's why Yudovich says with all the choices before him, he's going to see The Hobbit the way director Peter Jackson intended, in high frame rate, 3D. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.